Yeah, that's got to be the best Tragically Hip song, isn't it? Canadian artists I'm playing this morning, picking their best songs. No to that one, or Bob Cajun, maybe? That would be another one I would pick there. Earlier, I was playing April Wine and suggested tonight is a wonderful night to fall in love. And then someone said, yeah, Greg, I agree with you on April Wine, but let's talk the Kings, who are coming to Shake the Lake next weekend. Nothing screams O Canada like the double threat of The Beat Goes On switching to Glide. You'll hear that live. Yes, Dave, from Assiniboia. Thank you for that text. Next weekend, I've got a pair of tickets for Saturday Night Show featuring the Kings, Trooper, Stampeders, and the Headstones. I'll award those after 8. Everyone who's weighed in on this musical discussion this morning, we're putting your name in a hat, and we'll contact the winner after the 8 o'clock news, but keep the votes coming in. For the Hip, is that the best one? New Orleans is Sinking? I like A Head by a Century, but I don't think it's the best one. Bob Cajun, to me, has always been a great one, too. Air Canada flight attendant strike has not yet been solved. Notice was given, of course, and they're out as early as Saturday morning. Unless some sort of Hail Mary can save the day, but that seems rather unlikely. The airline is calling for government-directed arbitration. The feds haven't indicated yet if they will intervene. But what it does mean is it could affect your travel. If you had travel plans with Air Canada, lots of flights likely today and tomorrow to be canceled. Travelers we spoke to, though, yesterday at the airport, pretty chill about this looming strike.
When we were preparing for this trip, we decided to not go Air Canada because we heard the strike was oncoming, and they certainly have a platform for the right to strike. They're saying that at the end of this that they're going to be the best paid, so I hope they are.
Anyone who's within a union or whatever, they're entitled to strike, so, I mean, you can't put that against anybody.
It's all for them. I'm okay with that because they should be paid. You know, that's fair enough. They do a lot of work. Customer service is hard. Some people aren't very nice sometimes.
Boy, that last point of some people aren't very nice. It is just over and over we're hearing stories. Again, this week, a guy started a fight on a plane with an attendant that had to land in L.A. According to air passenger audio, the guy was so drunk he started fighting with the attendant and passenger.
Who needs to sit down?
They're calling it a level 4 disturbance now. They said they had him restrained, he broke out, and there's passengers holding him down now. There's information that he struck a flight attendant, so there is injury.
That was just a couple of days ago. It's crazy. More than 1,000 passenger flight attendant incidents reported already this year across North America. That's not the specific reason Air Canada flight attendants are striking. They're asking for better pay, better pensions, some benefits, and an end to all unpaid work. But they put up with a lot. Air Canada Rouge flights are affected by the cancellations. If your flight is canceled, you'll be notified by email, or if you use their app, they also will identify it there too, and they'll notify you when it is canceled, offer a full refund. James Bogus, CEO of the Regina Airport, suggest it's going to get a little quiet over there with this strike.
This is certainly going to be disruptive to Canadians traveling, to folks from Regina, both coming and going, as Air Canada is about 35% of our total volume of flights at YQR.
It also means a lot of businesses who count on flying to meet face-to-face are going to probably go with virtual meetings for the time being if they can't flip over to the opposing airline, WestJet, which I'm sure is honestly prepared to put a few extra planes in the air to accommodate the extra flyers because of this strike. Good luck tonight to our Regina Red Sox. It's game one of the best of three against Sylvan Lake. And game two and three in Sylvan Lake tomorrow and Saturday. There are tickets left. Gary Brotzel, the Sox team president, told us they upped up the amount of tickets you can buy online.
Yeah, there's some seat blocked for season ticket holders, but you can certainly get in there and buy a general admission ticket to get you in the gate right now. We bumped it up. There's 2,000 tickets that you can purchase right now, but I don't think we'll turn anybody away.
Sox have been winning on the road through this playoff run, and they will have to because, as I mentioned, tonight's the only home game. And then two on the road. Wish them the very best.
Wild eyes. I can't look away from your wild eyes. Wild eyes. I'm blinded the day from your
wild
eyes.
Okay, Stampeders are at Shake the Lake next weekend. I'm debating this song here, Wild Eyes, or Sweet City Woman. What would I pick as their best song? This one is... it's kind of a favorite of mine because my brother was a huge Stampeders fan, and I heard their music constantly growing up. And that one I always kind of thought was kind of cool. So, Wild Eyes. Sweet City Woman. That's the best Stampeders song.
Well, I'm on my way.
come on. This just makes you feel good, doesn't it? You want to sing along every time to the chorus? Can't quite hit that high note like I used to, but yeah, okay. That's the best song from the Stampeders. 1-877-300-7275. Everyone's weighing in on the best songs from these Canadian artists I've been playing. And last chance, if you want to weigh in on the Stampeder one, go ahead. 1-877-300-7275. Then I'm going to close the text line down for a few moments. Frank's putting everyone's name into a hat, and he'll pick a winner to win tickets for Saturday night's Shake the Lake featuring the Stampeders, the Kings, Trooper, Headstones. All next week, too. I've got weekend passes as well. So 1-877-300-7275 if you want to enter. Our riders preparing for the Ticats, led by Bo Levi Mitchell, who dropped by the Green Zone yesterday. He's pretty pumped to be playing here.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you play in Saskatchewan, you know, it's so fun to play in that stadium in front of fans that care about this game. They're passionate about the CFL game. They're passionate about their team. You know, when your team's playing well, too, is, you know, Sask, the fans show up. They're loud. They're proud. And I've always said it's probably, you know, one of, if not my favorite stadiums to play in, you know, in the CFL because of that exact reason. It's fun to go when you're on a away team, you know, go silence the crowd, trying to make great plays. That always adds a little bit extra to the game. But it just feels like a professional game. It feels like you're playing up to the level you're supposed to when you're in that stadium and everybody's out there and it's pumping. So, you know, when you're playing a 7-1 team first place, it's a measuring stick, right? You want to go out there and measure yourself against the best. You know, we're not judging ourselves on, you know, each team and how many points we went by. We're not, like you said, we're just trying to go 1-0. But, you know, when you're playing the team that's got the best record currently at the moment, only being halfway through the season, albeit, but you're always going to judge yourself on that.
Oh, Levi Mitchell on the Green Zone yesterday. He's good buddies with Regina's own curling legend, Benny Hebert. And yesterday, for a moment, Bo reflected on how highly he regards Benny and a lot of people that come out of Saskatchewan. He thinks we're funny.
I mean, what a great dude. Obviously, I always say this. The people that I've met that were raised in Saskatchewan are probably some of the funniest people I've ever met. You know, just, I don't know what it is about growing up in that area, but it seems like, you know, Brett Jones, the center, you know, plenty of people, but Benny Hebert is probably one of the funniest guys I've ever met, and it just seems like all these people I meet from Regina, from Sask, just have a great sense of humor, and he's definitely one of the tops.
Tickets for Saturday's game starting to become a little scarce. They're getting closer to that sellout, which would be awesome. Riders 7-1, and taking on these Ticats, who are tops in the East as well. And, of course, tonight at the CFL, Week 11 starts with the Red Blacks in Winnipeg. Oh, yeah, it's Family Fun Day. If you haven't got a ticket yet, keep that in mind, too, because the Riders are promising kids face painting and some princesses, superheroes making an appearance. And after the game, you can get on the field for photographs, too. I think, too, some autographs as well is being planned. Yeah, yesterday I shared a bit of that interview that Apple Music had with Chapel Rowan, and she was talking about how she has helped put Saskatchewan on the map with her Subway song. There it is right there. She's promised to even come here and put on a show.
It's awesome. I've never been there, but I promise I will perform there one day.
I also
just love that the capital is called Regina.
So you're going to do an open-air show at some point in Regina, Saskatchewan.
I will be all open, Regina. I can't wait to go.
You hear that? He said, so you're going to do an open-air show. That could only mean Mosaic Stadium, right? More on that in a moment here, but let's catch up to see how this has boosted our tourism industry. And you'd be surprised how much it really has. Jonathan Potts is CEO of Tourism Saskatchewan and joins me now. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much, Greg.
How soon after the song teased us a few weeks back did you recognize, man, this is something Saskatchewan can ride for a while?
You know what? Like our marketing team was on this. They knew that the release was coming up, so they started putting together, you know, some content to, you know, get on our social channels. We were kind of prepping for it. I don't think we really fully anticipated the media, you know, explosion, if you will, in a really positive way that has resulted from this.
A media explosion, not only locally, but internationally almost. I'll get to that in a moment. But what have you done to ride this?
So the first thing our team did was put together a content piece matching up five of Chapel Rowan's, you know, biggest songs with places to go in Saskatchewan and things to do in Saskatchewan. You know, media has picked up on that and said, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. I mean, there's the uniqueness of Saskatchewan being rhymed in a song by, you know, a performer who's at the top of her game. So in terms of us taking advantage of it, we partnered with our federal partners, Destination Canada, put out some content there as well. We're just, you know, getting as much, you know, getting a few pieces out there, and they seem to be connecting with people right across North America and around the world.
Tell me about that connection. Have you noticed anything in searches or online traffic?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've had, at the end of July, right before the song was released, you know, we had, you know, about 337 mentions. We have a digital listening platform. You know, that skyrocketed to over 6,000 mentions just recently, like as of yesterday. You know, social interactions worldwide, so people liking, you know, commenting, sharing stories about Chapel Roan and Saskatchewan. We're probably going to hit 1 million of those today. It's just taken off like crazy.
Jonathan Pott, CEO of Tourism Saskatchewan. Judging from all of that that you've seen and the traffic online, can you actually see any trends, like what part of the world is checking us out more because of this?
You know, we'll dig further into that. We know a lot of it is coming out of the U.S. and, you know, a lot of the media has been generated in the U.S. So it becomes kind of a virtuous cycle where, you know, our content is picked up by U.S. media, U.S. media reports on it, other U.S. media see that, and then they start wanting to do more interviews as well or run stories on it. So a lot of it is American, but, you know, Chapel Roan is, again, big worldwide. She's just been touring Europe, and I think is still in Europe. So we're seeing interest over there as well.
So what are they calling and asking you about?
It ranges. I mean, you know, some people ask, where is Saskatchewan? And, you know, we're all used to that here. They genuinely want to know things to do and see in Saskatchewan, what people would do if they traveled here, if they moved here, you know, are we friendly and welcoming, all that kind of stuff. And it's a really easy conversation to have because, you know, there's lots of positive things to say.
Would you know whether or not there is going to be a concert yet?
I certainly don't know. All I can say is Chapel Roan did an interview with Apple Music, and she again reiterated that she really wants to come play in Saskatchewan in the future.
And I don't know if you noticed that either, but the guy doing the interview kind of said, you know, an open-air concert, and that would only mean one thing. An open-air concert at Mosaic Stadium. But like you said, you look at our tour schedule right now, it doesn't look too promising for this year, probably, you know, into the new year. What do you think that would do for Saskatchewan, a concert with Chapel Roan?
I think it would be amazing. You know, we would get people coming here, wanting to come here from right across, probably North America, certainly Western Canada, you know, Western U.S. With her referencing Saskatchewan in the song, that song really connects with people, and her music generally really connects with people. I think we would have a huge turnout, not just provincially, but again, from across Western North America. It would be a lot of fun.
How is tourism in our province as of late? It must be that much greater, given how so many people wanted to staycation and avoid going stateside. Have you noticed?
Yeah, we've been on a real growth trend ever since, you know, the dark days about 5 years ago. You know, our goal is to get to be a $3.6 billion industry by 2030. We hit $3 billion last year in Saskatchewan in 2024. We're going to get there. We're going to hit our target, I'm sure. You know, this year has been a little bit challenging with fires and whatnot, but overall the growth trend is positive. People staying in the country this year has been really positive. So, you know, we expect to see some growth again in 2025.
Jonathan Pott, CEO of Tourism Saskatchewan, I thank you for your time. It was nice catching up here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg, and have a wonderful day.
It will be a beautiful day once we shake some of this cloud cover and get back to sunshine. Have a break coming up at the bottom of the hour. The strike from Air Canada flight attendants is a hot talker. That's right out of the gate after the 8:30 news with Evan. And, of course, open phone lines a little later on. And that's probably even going to be a mention or two of the Riders and Ticats game this weekend. 7-1 Riders taking on the Hamilton Tiger Cats, led by Bo Levi Mitchell. What a season he is having here right now. As a matter of fact, joining me is CJME writer reporter Britton Gray. And this club seems to be, you know, they're happy they're 7-1, but they're not really bragging about it as much as they'd like.
A little bit. I mean, you know, they're happy to be 7-1. Of course, winning feels good, but this team had higher goals than that. They want to win a Grey Cup. They thought they should have won it last year, getting beaten by Winnipeg. And as Trevor Harris has said, 7 wins don't even get you into the playoffs. So you need to keep it going. Don't become complacent, continue to grow. And that's really what this team wants to do. That's what they want to do this weekend. Trevor Harris all year has been adamant, even that sometimes it doesn't matter the result of the game. It's about continuing to grow and be the team they are going to be, especially come playoff time, because they know that they expect to be in playoffs. So they know they want to be playing their best football then. And this is a team that, like I said, ultimate goal, win a Grey Cup, and they have the talent to do it this year. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you on that one. I think this is, what, week 11 of the CFL, and it starts tonight with the Red Blacks, who just, beat the Argos. Winnipeg is hosting the Red Blacks. But I still think this showcase of Bo and Trevor seems to be the highlight of this weekend football action. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be so fun watching these two quarterbacks with the way they're playing right now as well. Expect maybe an offensive showdown, but though we know when to expect that sometimes. The defenses really step up and say, hey, you know, we get paid too, a lot of money to stop them, right? So I like this matchup. I like the Riders in it just because their defense, I think, is a little bit better than the Hamilton one. At times, Hamilton's defense has looked susceptible at times and will give up a lot of yards and points. But when you talk about the quarterback play, especially when we look at the quarterback play from a couple years ago, it's gotten better. I don't think we're at a very high end of quarterback play, like Trevor Harris playing well, Bo Levi Mitchell. Drew Brown had a really good game. Can he string together some? But it's a good sign right now. But in the next few years, we have to see those younger guys really step up in terms of quarterback play, because some of the best quarterbacks right now are into their late 30s.
Yeah, they certainly are. Well, CJB Ryder, reporter Britton Gray, before I let you go, how important do you think this next stretch of games is for the Riders here? And put it into focus for us, who we got up here. Winnipeg, obviously, too.
Yeah, very important. When you look at this five-game stretch here, you have Hamilton, who's the top team in the East right now, Calgary. You're going to have the back-to-back against Winnipeg, which will be, I think, really tell where both these teams are going to be. Winnipeg really needs to find some wins, and Saskatchewan has to kind of prove they can beat the Bombers. And then you got Montreal again, which we'll see when Davis Alexander returns. This is kind of the real meat of their schedule, right? A lot of great teams they have to go out and face, some good measuring sticks to see exactly how good this Riders team is. And hey, if you're asking me, I think this club has a very good chance of at least going .500 during this little stretch here, maybe 3-2 over the next five games, maybe even better, because I had the Riders in the Grey Cup, and in order to get there, you have to beat the best teams, and I think they're capable of doing that.
CJB Ryder, reporter Britton Gray. I think you're probably right in that assessment there, too. Kickoff 1 o'clock, almost sold out. Green Zone pregame show starts at 11. And, of course, right after the game picks up, for your chance to call in and weigh in on what you saw. It's family fun day, too. Don't forget that. After the game, you're going to be allowed to go out on the field as well. It's 827.